Chapter 4. Preparing to Understand Krishna's Transcendental Pastimes. Tava vikridi tong Krishna, rinang parama mangalam, karna piyusham asadya, chajanchanya sprihangjana. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.6.44. Krishna's pastimes are unlimited and unfathomable. They are completely beyond our material and limited conception. Although we can't understand anything of Krishna's pastimes from here, they are nevertheless supremely auspicious for everyone and are our goal of life. A devotee asks a question of Govinda Maharaj. Devotee: Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada published the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in a summary form as the Krishna books. There he described the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. He says, if someone reads these pastimes or hears about them from a bona fide authority in Krishna consciousness, all that is lusty in his heart will disappear. Could you please explain how this is possible? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, yes, the shloka you are referring to is this. Vikridi tang raja vadhu bir idang cha vishno shradhanvito nushrinu yad ata varnayed ya bhakting param bhagavati pratilabhya kaman hrid rogam Ashvapahinot Yachirena Dira. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.39. Quote, anyone who with faith hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. End of quote. But there is a serious condition given in this shloka, and Srila Prabhupada has explained what that condition is, that it is necessary to hear about Krishna consciousness from a bona fide authority in Krishna consciousness. And when one hears from a bona fide authority, that authority will not at first explain Krishna Leela, but will start by trying to turn you into a good receiver of those pastimes. He will prepare you so you can properly receive and understand those pastimes. When you become a good receiver, or when you are qualified to hear those pastimes, that authority will explain the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. Otherwise, you will not be able to understand that supramental theory. It will not come to you in a proper way. When one receives transcendental knowledge from his guru and is firm in his faith to his guru, that person will begin to practice Krishna consciousness. Without solid faith, we cannot do anything. Faith is the basis of all religions, not only Vaishnavism. In Christianity, Islam, and Buddhism, faith is the basis. It is necessary to have firm faith in great personalities, like Srila B.R. Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as well as our entire Guru Parampara. It is necessary to have faith in the words of Lord Krishna as expressed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna himself said to Uddhava in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.12.14-15, Tasmat Tvam Uddhavat Srijya Chodanam pratichodanam, pravritim cha nivritim cha, shrotavyam shrutam eva cha, mam ekam eva sharanam, atmanam sarva dehinam yahi sarvatma bhavena mayasya hyakuto bhaya. Quote, take shelter of me, and you will get the love, beauty, charm, and ecstasy for which you are searching. But you must keep faith in my words, or you will never get what you want. End of quote. Another important verse is, Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya utamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahman yupasha mashrayam. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.21. Quote, the guru must be qualified, and the disciple must have faith. Then Gurudev will come forward, and one can approach him with humility, honor, and faith. End of quote. Faith is necessary. Otherwise, it is not possible. After one's faith develops, the seed of the bhakti lata can be planted by a sadhu in the fertile ground of a faithful heart, and with good nourishment it will grow. When one begins to practice Krishna consciousness, all his anarthas, or impurities, will leave him. Then he will be able to understand the pastimes of Lord Krishna. But first, his guru must consider him a qualified candidate. Then that spiritual authority will describe the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, not before. If we hear those pastimes without being qualified, they will destroy our spiritual bhakti lata bij, the seed of the creeper of devotion. They will kill us. That is, they will destroy our spiritual life of devotion, and we will fall into the hellish garbage of sahajyaism, or imitationism. There is another shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.30 that describes how Lord Shiva can digest an ocean of poison. Nai tat samacharejja tu manasapi yanishvara vinashyat ya charan modyad yata rudrobdhi jang visham. If one does not hold such a powerful position as Lord Shiva and drinks an ocean of poison, he will be destroyed. The play of the Sweet Absolute is like that. It is beyond the lustful plane of this world. Since we live in the lustful plane, it is necessary to cross that plane by our practices. Then we will be able to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and transcendental consciousness will appear in us. Since these are higher level topics, before we can approach them, it is necessary to change our consciousness from material to spiritual consciousness. It is necessary to pass through all the stages and varieties of material consciousness and come to the Brahma-Bhuta stage. And we can do that by devotion. Then we will become qualified to hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and transcendental consciousness will appear within us. If anything wrong remains within us in that plane, it is known as a shadow of lust. This will be quickly demolished, and very soon we will get clean Krishna prema, or love, affection, and service to Krishna. When our enjoying mood and spirit disappears, we will become qualified for the service of the Vraja Gopis. The Srimad Bhagavatam has given us this caution, but one phrase is very important in the above shloka, and that is the qualified spiritual master. Devotee asks, how can one get a qualified spiritual master? And Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, it depends on the jiva soul's own fortune or his sukriti. Not everyone is able to get a qualified spiritual master. But in the age of Kali, there is special help for the conditioned souls, like the many instructions Lord Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. There are also many incarnations and associates of the Lord who have appeared in this world. If we are able to get at least some light from them, we may search for a great personality from whom we can get the property of Krishna consciousness. And this searching spirit will come by reading the literature of the divine devotees of the Lord. Devotee asks, during the battle of Kurukshetra, not only perfected souls saw Krishna, but everyone saw him. Duryodhana and others also saw Krishna. I am an ordinary person, then why am I not able to see Krishna? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, we can see Krishna, but what kind of Krishna do you want to see? You are seeing Krishna. It may be in a photo or may be in the form of a deity. Devotee asks, in the human form, just like everybody, how can I recognize the human form of Krishna? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, yes, we can see that if we will get that vision. Arjuna wanted to see the Vishwarup, the universal form of Krishna. But before showing that to Arjuna, Krishna said, you cannot see me with these eyes, so I am giving you divine eyes. Now you can see me. Na tu mung shakyase drashtum ane naiva sva chakshusha divyam dadami te chakshu pashya me yogam aishwaram. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 11.8. In this shloka, Krishna said to Arjuna, I am giving you transcendental vision. Now you can see me. If I get transcendental vision by the grace of Krishna, then I can see Krishna. If we wait a few years, maybe through science we will be able to see many things. Through scientific research we can see many things, and that is not transcendental, no doubt, but it is one kind of vision, which is recognized as transcendental by mundane people. It is necessary to discover where our deficiency or dis-ease is. After we hear about Krishna consciousness, more and more hankering for Krishna consciousness should develop within us. This hankering is a good sign, but to get such hankering, it is necessary to go to the proper source or the proper university. All universities are not the same. If you want to study physics, mathematics or chemistry, you must go to a teacher who can teach you those subject matters. You must train under his guidance. If we want everything in a cheap way, you won't get anything. You will only get imitation knowledge. You will get an imitation stone, not a real diamond. If I feel it is necessary to elevate myself from my present position in this mundane environment to a higher stage, I must go to that type of qualified source who can take me from this world. I must practice under his guidance. When the time for higher study comes, we must go to the proper type of expert who can give us higher knowledge. Devotee asks, my experience is that the lust within me is not disappearing. At times it is suppressed, but again it comes back. I think it hasn't actually disappeared. Is this correct? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, yes, it will completely disappear if we can keep ourselves in the plane of service, and the stage-by-stage process for doing that is given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 4, 15, and 16. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sango Ta Bhajana Kriya Tato Narta Nivritisya Tato Nishta Ruchis Tata. Lust will remain with us up to the plane of Ruchi. Ruchi means taste. Lust will disappear from our hearts when we become firmly situated in the plane of ruchi. When a special kind of attraction or taste for service to the Lord appears, I will be promoted to that plane of service. Then lust will leave and ruchi will develop. Lust will exist below the standard of ruchi. Sometimes it will come and sometimes it will go and sometimes it will be suppressed. Lust has a very sweet name. It is called manobhava. Manobhava means it takes birth in the mind, it appears in the mind. If the mind is clear, lust will automatically go to Krishna. Lust will not come to your mind. We can understand lust grows in the mind because if the mind is absent or if your mind is disturbed, lust will not come to you. This is the proof lust grows in the mind. When the mind is absent, lust is not present. It will grow in your mind when a particular situation arises. Once, the demigods and asuras were churning the ocean. After they finished, Lord Krishna appeared in the form of Mohini Murti to distract the asuras. When Lord Shiva saw her, he chased after her. Normally, Lord Shiva isn't like that, but a particular situation developed, and he ran after Mohini Murti. This proves lust grows in the mind. Everyone can understand this if they will try. In the primary stage, it is necessary to control lust, and in the final stage, it will not appear because Krishna is reality, the beautiful. All attachment, attraction, and service will automatically go to Krishna. Love, affection, and everything will go to Krishna and lust will disappear. It will not come again. Before that, it will come and go, but don't be fearful. It will be removed. It will be removed by Dharma Buddhi. Lust can be removed by Dharma Buddhi, and Dharma Buddhi means religious intelligence. Once, Krishna asked Maharaj Yudhishthir about this subject. Krishna is very naughty, and he asked Maharaj Yudhishthir this question because Maharaj Yudhishthir never told a lie. His question was very dangerous. Krishna said, "Your mother looks like an 18 or 20-year-old girl. She is very beautiful. Have you ever been polluted in your mind by seeing her?" Yudhishthir said, "Yes, sometimes I am shocked to see her, but I control everything with my religious intelligence." This answer is found in the Mahabharata. Devotee asks a question. "Could you please speak about Gayatri Diksha or second initiation?" Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, "Diksha means initiation. Harinam Diksha is the main initiation in our Vaishnava religion. In the age of Kali Yuga, if you do not take second initiation, called Gayatri Diksha in our society, that will not be harmful if you took the Harinam Mahamantra from a bona fide guru. Generally, people take initiation from a bona fide guru in order to save themselves from the material environment. The Gayatri Diksha mantra is for second initiation, but the Lord Himself has given a special prescription for the age of Kali. The Lord has manifested Himself through the Guru Parampara in the form of the Harinam Maha Mantra. There are no rules and regulations for chanting the Harinam Maha Mantra. This is stated in the scriptures. But if I say this, I will be an offender to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. But the shloka is this. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 15:110. Krishti Krita Chaitasam Sumanasam Uchatanong Chamasam achandalam amukha loka sulapo vashyascha muktishriya no dikshang na cha satkriyang na cha purashcharyang manag ikshate mantro yang rasana sprig eva phalati sri krishna namatmaka. The gist is, you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and be happy. This shloka is very strong. Srila Prabhupada gave four directives, but what will happen if someone cannot follow these four directives? Prabhupada's instructions were, if you want the proper results of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you must follow the four directives. If you want good results in curing a disease, you must take medicine, but you must also follow a proper diet. Then the disease will go away very easily. This is the harmony between this shloka and Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Prabhupada said, if you engage in nonsense activities and take the Harinam Maha Mantra, it will take time before the results of chanting come to you. Prabhupada considered everyone a sick man. A sick man must have a good diet. On some days I am taking only milk and sago, tapioca, because my health isn't always good. If I take too many fried foods, my sugar will increase, so the diet must be appropriate. Prabhupada knew Western society has no rules and regulations of life. They hold a big license for enjoyment, and the name of that license is teenager. Society has given young people a big license for sense enjoyment, and that is, oh, he is a teenager. That means a teenager can do anything. The parents and the society are all giving enthusiasm for this. But Prabhupada wanted to control this. At least he thought it was necessary to give them the knowledge that they should not kill others. If a father has a lot of money and takes his teenager gambling and loses everything, that is not good. Prabhupada said, do not kill others, do not gamble, and do not take drugs. He also said, don't take other intoxication or have illicit sex. The life of this world is a sexual life. Through that, birth and death and happiness and sadness come to us. But you can use this process in your practicing life. Sexual life can also give you the supreme benefit. You only have to be a devotee and serve Krishna with your wife and children. That is legal, and in this way you can proceed in your practicing life and difficulties will not come to you. It is necessary to know the meaning of everything, and for that a guru is necessary. A guru will say what is good and what is bad. Prabhupada also said this. He had some experience of the Western world, but not full experience. In the beginning, Prabhupada wanted to make a guardian-ruled family, in which everyone in the family would happily worship Lord Krishna. He wanted to make a Vaishnava village in Mayapur, but I have seen that this was not possible. Many different kinds of activities are going on in the Western world, and this influence is entering the Indian culture and destroying it. It is destroying the Vedic culture, but what can be done? Kali is the master of this age. He is the guardian now. To avoid Kali's influence is difficult, but those who are Krishna conscious must try to proceed under the shelter of Krishna consciousness, and then other influences will not come. An example is everyone takes food, but one who is Krishna conscious does not take food. What do you think? Is he fasting? No. He takes Mahaprasadam. First he offers food to Lord Krishna, and then he takes the remnants of that prasadam. Then reactions won't come to him. Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Yagya shishta shina santo mucyante sarva kilbisai bunjate te twagam pa pa ye pachantyatma karanat. Quote, whoever cooks for himself eats sin, but when one prepares food for the Lord and offers it to him, those preparations become transcendental because the Lord himself is transcendental. End of quote. The remnants of prasadam give us spiritual strength and life. This is the Krishna conscious person's life. Everything is within you, but you must be Krishna conscious. When we have a physical body, there will be physical problems. But everything is valuable if I can use it properly. Narottam Das Thakur said, Karmarpane krodha bhakta dveshi jane lobha satu sange harikata. Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika. We can use everything for Krishna consciousness. We must use what is within us wisely. This is the meaning of the four directives given by Srila Prabhupada. But that shloka, akrishti krita chetasam, sumanasam uchatanam chambasam, should not give us enthusiasm to break the rules or to do anything and everything as we may like. We are getting Krishna consciousness in the cheapest way. Because of this, we cannot understand what we are getting and what we are losing. If you pay $1,000 for one day, you will think it is a very valuable. But if you get it very cheaply, how will you understand its value? You offer one flower at the lotus feet of Krishna or Gurudev, and afterwards you throw it away. It may not be in an inauspicious place, but you throw it away. Everything can produce spiritual property. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Experience by sound, touch, sight, taste and smell. All can give us good results if we adjust them in the proper way for our spiritual benefit.